and I'm here with Swamiji, and we're going to be talking about yoga and world peace. Can you tell me, firstly, a little bit about your early life, where you've come from, and a little of your journey?
Yes, hello, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners. I don't know if it's a good morning or good evening, according to your program. I'm coming from India, Rajasthan, and most of the time I spend it in my ashram with my master, Vishwaguru, Jagadguru Swami Madhavananji Maharaj. And the last 35 years I'm living in Austria, Vienna.
And what started you on your journey? Did you learn yoga as a child, or was that something that you discovered in your life?
Well, I begin to practice from my very early age yoga. And as it slowly came to know more and more, I discovered that this is the path, or this is what I want.
When you're doing yoga, how do you feel? Is it something that you feel in the moment when you do the yoga, or is it something that you develop over your life, that you become more and more part of the yoga?
Well, this is a beautiful question. During the yoga practice, after the yoga practice, you have indescribable feelings of the lightness in the body, that you feel in your body very happy, relaxed, content, healthy, so that again you would like to do, full of consciousness, awareness, concentration. So it is something fantastic.
You mentioned in your lecture last night that yoga meant union. What does that mean?
Yes, yoga means the union of the individual consciousness with the cosmic consciousness. This is the main aim of yoga practice. But it means also the union or unity in diversity, with the different cultures, different religions, different groups, to develop in them feeling of the brotherhood.
See, some people might think that trying to achieve world peace through being still and doing yoga is not really doing anything, some people might say. What would you say to that?
Well, they can say, nobody prohibits them to say whatever they want to say, but doing yoga means great, many things. It's not only that you sit down and meditate. You have to be very active. You have to work for the whole world, to awake the consciousness of the peace in the people. You have a conference and you have to work for them. So it is a lot of work.
Most people who have not experienced meditation or yoga would say that their lives are very separate from each other, that we can't affect other people through learning to have union, if you like, with that cosmic consciousness. What does it feel like to have that sense of unity or union with everything that is?
Well, that is always had been, and there are two kinds of people. Some likes that kind of life, some likes other kind of life. And that was always and that will be always.
What is the essential philosophy of yoga in daily life?
Yoga in daily life is a scientific system developed in Europe. I can say perhaps also myself, I am the author of the Yoga in Daily Life. And it has main 5 aims: physical health, mental health, social health, spiritual health, and God realization. It is a very systematical designed programs. It begins with very preliminary exercises, and it leads you from very beginning to the super consciousness. It's like a program which begins with the grassroots.
Would you say that way of being is like a naturalness?
Yeah, naturalness has gradually develops, yes.
When you do yoga practice, have you had any experiences?
Well, there are many beautiful experiences. Life is full of experiences. Doesn't matter whatever you do. But while practicing yoga, you will have only beautiful, divine, good experiences like feeling of the oneness, feeling of the unity, feeling of being happy in happy life, that you feel something in your body that you are, how happy you are. It's not only material life, but at all. And you have feeling to give this happiness to others. You feel more love to God. You feel more love to all creatures. It's a gentleness inside. It's a beauty inside.
I want to open this question up to people here as well, because we're all part of this oneness together. What experiences can people think of that they've had when they've actually had that experience of oneness? Or have they seen any visions? Or how has it affected you personally? Would someone like to come forward and just say a few words to share it with those who don't know? Okay, come forward. So if you could just describe a little bit.
As the individual consciousness expands within us, there is a feeling that, this one of the experiences I'm saying, that when you breathe, the whole universe breathes with you. So the ingoing breath and the outgoing breath is in unison with the total breath of the universe. Imagine what that experience will be.
You're feeling like you're very much part of that breathing. Well, if you stop breathing.
No question of thinking and feeling. It's just being.
Anybody else like to?
I felt we are going along with the nature. Always in our day-to-day life, we have been fighting against the nature. We are doing everything against nature. And by doing yoga, particularly then what we understood and what I understood is that we are going towards the yoga, towards the nature, and being along with the nature, we will feel comfortable and we will be happy, and that happiness comes into our body. And slowly, whatever the disease or whatever that is there in our mind, through meditation and yoga, that will go slowly away from us, and we will feel healthy inside, and also we feel healthy with the others also.
Thank you very much for that. Yes.
I haven't got to the point that Deepakji has got to, where he talked about the breath, but for me it's remaining open.
I just want to, if I can ask you just a little bit more about that, I just want to get a clearer idea of what you mean by openness. Are you saying awareness, like being aware of everything that is around you? Are you saying open with your heart, in that you're going with your feeling? How are you open?
Just open. I don't analyze it.
Receptive. Would that be correct for you?
Yes.
Okay. Because things are different for different people. Anyone else? Oh, lovely. Welcome. So would you like to describe what you think about yoga and your experiences, perhaps?
Yes. Yoga in daily life is part of my life since 27 years. And about your question, what we feel in meditation, Swamiji uses to say we cannot learn meditation like we cannot learn to sleep. It is a natural procedure or process, but we can learn to adjust or to how to come into meditation. And so when we go to sleep, we lie down, we put off the light and so. So we can learn some techniques to come into meditation. And meditation, yes, it's hard to describe, therefore, because some other consciousness, maybe. It is a calmness of mind. And then all other, another vision, another consciousness opens. And about Swamiji's world peace tour, I wanted to say, I think it's about 2 decades now Swamiji is undertaking this annual world peace tour around the world, and his saying is the way to peace is the tolerance, respect and understanding. He always, everywhere he says, tolerance for every religion, respect for every culture and understanding for every nation. And when we practice this, when everyone do this, then we will have peace on us.
Thank you very much.
use the cotton bags or use the those things which are recyclable, which is environment friendly, and more and more awake the consciousness in the people. Don't buy the things which are just for using once and you are throwing away. For example, in my yoga programs, when we have a retreats, weekend retreats, then we are tell the people in Europe, please bring your plates and spoons with you. We don't want to give you the throwaway plates. And some people don't like to have the plates and spoons from hotels or from others, and this they want to have their own because which have better energy inside. You know, some people have this kind of feelings. So they are happy to bring their own spoons and plates, and they are happy to use it, then have throwing them away. Or you use the paper bags or the paper plates.
Do you think people are capable of making that change, particularly in Western society, and given that even in places like China, starting to move towards this type of society, do you think people will be able to change in time to save the planet?
I think the Western people will do it. They are capable to do because they are more educated and they begin to think. And the countries, developing countries, they imitate the Western or developed countries, you know. And therefore, I think if they make more steps, the other people will also do like that. You know, this all kind of, for example, that if you have your trouser on, then they say, oh my God, this poor guy, you know. And when you go to India and you see the shirt or this is torn, this is a poor, they have no money. But now is the fashion. You buy the new and you turn, you know. So now they buy the new and they take the blood. So we have to bring in this way so that many, many stars, film stars, they are coming towards vegetarianism. The first step is to come to the vegetarianism. That's very important.
So, and I guess to living that more simple life, we don't need so much.
Yeah, we you can take as much as you like and not simple life, live high life, high thinking. But that simple life could be very high life, you know. But people, they think they have a high life, but in reality it is a very low life. Because they don't use their real knowledge what they are doing. When they will realize, they will say, oh my God, what I did.
And perhaps not really tuning into their heart, because we're often thinking a lot, aren't we? Can you just say a few words, too, about the World Peace Forum that was on last year?
The World Peace Forum last year we had in Sydney, and also we had in Austria, we had in India, and we had in Slovenia, we had in Croatia, we made in many places, and it had very, very positive feedback, and many people, they liked it.